morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 21st. You'll be interested to know, 146 years ago, today, in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a practical incandescent light bulb that glowed steadily using a carbon filament and improved vacuum conditions. This achievement marked a major milestone in electric illumination, inspiring broad development of electric lighting systems and practical applications that transformed homes and industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions will stay similar until late morning when they drop slightly to 2+ feet. By noon, expect the surf to become fair as the wind shifts onshore at 6 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5.5 feet at 9:30 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, ideal for a morning session. On Friday, expect similar sizes, but choppy conditions may develop in the afternoon as winds pick up. Saturday sees a steady 2 to 3 feet with cleaner faces returning, especially in the evening, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 64 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:08. And we'll rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 67 and a gentle northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 60 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a light southwest breeze up to 5 miles per hour. Friday and Saturday stay mild with highs near 69 and 67 respectively, with mostly to partly sunny skies and lows around 61. Sunday remains partly sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council has passed the due process and safety ordinance, which establishes clear legal boundaries that protect residents, workers, and visitors, regardless of immigration status, gender identity, disability, or healthcare decisions. This ordinance, aimed at curbing collaboration between the San Diego Police Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, received unanimous tentative approval on Monday. Councilman Sean Elo Rivera noted the increase in ICE raids, emphasizing the need for such protections. The ordinance mandates that ICE or Department of Homeland Security agents must possess judicial warrants to access non-public city properties. Additionally, it requires entities receiving city funding to adhere to the city's standards against discriminatory enforcement actions. Now on to sports. On Monday, a Florida jury awarded Jack Nicklaus $50 million in his defamation lawsuit against Nicklaus Companies, owned by billionaire banker Howard Milstein. Nicholas, aged 85, filed the lawsuit in response to statements made by Milstein and other officials in a previous New York court case. He claimed the defendant suggested he considered a $750 million deal with the Saudi Arabian-financed LIV Golf League. Nicholas' attorney stated that proving damages to reputation is difficult, but they were pleased with the verdict. The jury found Nicholas' companies actively participated in damaging false claims about him. Nicholas' companies previously paid him $145 million for exclusive rights to his services. In local sports, Justin Herbert is on the verge of once again knocking Peyton Manning down a peg in the NFL record books. Throughout his career, Herbert has made a habit of rewriting NFL history, with a trend that began during his first season with the Los Angeles Chargers in 2020. He set new marks for passing touchdowns and total touchdowns, among others, and established the rookie record for completions with 396. With his first completion on Thursday night against the Minnesota Vikings, Herbert will rewrite the history books once more. He is destined to make history against the Vikings this week. In top news, after a group of thieves brazenly broke into the Louvre Museum in Paris and snatched 8 pieces of jewelry, the race is on to recover them before they enter the black market. Robert Whitman, a former art crime investigator with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, stated that everybody in the business is discussing this theft. The global network for stolen art trades billions of dollars yearly, with the United States logging over $1.2 billion in jewelry thefts annually. Whitman described the thieves as audacious but amateurish, noting they left behind significant evidence, including the damaged crown of Empress Eugenie. In business news, Warner Brothers Discovery has officially announced it is up for sale, following interest from multiple parties, including Paramount, owned by billionaire Larry Ellison and his family. This marks the third time in a decade that its assets have been on the auction block. The company's board has initiated a review of strategic alternatives in response to unsolicited interest. Despite receiving bids for its entire operation, including coveted channels like CNN and HBO, both offers were rejected. Warner Brothers Discovery stock surged nearly 11% to $20 a share, valuing the company at $50 billion. The company is exploring options for a potential split into two entities, one focused on the studio and streaming service, and the other on basic cable and international operations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $109,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $3,900. And XRP is unchanged at $2.42. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Liam Fetus, a respected researcher at OpenAI, recently announced his departure, igniting a frenzy among venture capitalists for his startup, Periodic Labs. The startup secured an enormous $300 million seed round, led by Andreessen Horowitz, with Felicis being the first investor. Fetus and his collaborator, Ekin Doğuş-Kubuk, aim to automate material science using advanced technology. Their mission is to discover new superconductor materials, potentially revolutionizing energy consumption. While they have set up their lab, the robots are still in training, indicating that scientific discovery remains a challenging endeavor. The investor who penned a love letter did not win the deal. And in entertainment news, the Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere, has more soul than swagger. An electric moment occurs while recording Born in the USA with the E Street Band, showcasing the boss at his best. Director Scott Cooper's musical drama focuses on the making of Springsteen's 1982 Nebraska album, exploring his troubled inner life rather than his working-class rock swagger. Jeremy Allen White portrays Springsteen while the film dives into his childhood trauma and creative struggles. Despite some storytelling misfires, Deliver Me From Nowhere offers a solid portrait of an artist grappling with his identity. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author Robert Quillen. And he said, "Character is made by what you stand for, reputation by what you fall for." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.